On the side of Mount Sebastio, high above Assisi, is a hermitage where St. Francis lived with some of his first followers. The rooms are tiny, built into the side of the mountain, with low doorways, so that even a short person, as St. Francis was, would have to bend to enter. In one corner of one of the rooms is the place where Francis is supposed to have slept on the bare rock. The great beauty of the location, with woodlands full of the wild flowers and birds that Francis loved so much, cannot disguise the harshness of the life he lived there. Francis was the son of a wealthy cloth merchant. He gave up considerable privilege to respond in a radical way to the teaching and example of Jesus. Francis read in the Gospels Jesus' instruction to the rich young man to give everything to the poor, and he did just that. He went from the comfort of a wealthy home to sleeping on straw in hovels or on bare rock in the mountainside hermitage, begging for food. He worked to help the poor and the outcast and took especial care of the lepers who lived in small houses around the edges of Assisi. And he travelled, preaching the gospel call to repentance wherever he went. When we look around ourselves today and see the continuing suffering of the world, the violence, the sickness, the poverty and the injustice, we might ask ourselves, what is an appropriate response? Does it not demand some radical act of self-sacrifice? And in a way, the answer to this question must be yes, because that is God's response. God's response to the sin and suffering of the world is the self-offering of himself in Jesus. Visiting the sites associated with Francis is a humbling experience. It's easy to come away feeling mediocre, feeling perhaps even a bit of a sham. But I can't live like Francis. I can't even come close, and it's probably for the best that I don't try. After visiting the hermitage, I walked down the hill all the way to the other end of Assisi, to the Benedictine church of San Pietro. I sat there quietly, whilst two ladies arranged the flowers. The Benedictines were in Assisi long before Francis, and they are still a big presence there now. Their way of life is very different. They live a life of stability and discipline, their time carefully divided between prayer, study, and manual work. Not for them the reckless self-sacrifice of Francis. Not for them the life of the itinerant preacher. Not for them a life begging for food. They work as farmers, growing what they need. The Benedictine way of following Jesus is certainly not without its sacrifices, but it is measured, stable, and disciplined.